Harry Bowen was known by many names, but just maybe his favorite name might have been the Heather King.
He was the Heather King of Cape Cod.
That's Roberta Clark of the Barnstable County Cooperative Extension, where Harry Bowen volunteered, sharing his love for the heather plant and its blooms.
He learned about heather probably about 40, 50 years ago. He propagated them for over 35 years, and many of the heather beds on the Cape came from Harry.
Bowen's passion for gardening led him to become a certified master gardener through the extension. His volunteer work with the organization led to him staffing an information phone line, as well as designing and creating demonstration gardens. Clark says Bowen probably was the most ideal volunteer she ever had because he was very interested in gardening and because he loved working with people.
There's a big heather bed here on the fairgrounds. There's heather at Heritage Plantation. I have heather in my yard. He gave many, many rooted cuttings to the Master Gardener plant sale every year, and they sold out in a blink. And so much of the heath and heather on the Cape come from Harry.
Bowen died last month at the age of 90, but he'll be remembered in Cape Cod Gardens when the heather blooms. Arnie Bowen is Harry's adopted son. He says that when his father died, Bowen left behind 350 different sorts of heather in the yard.
He just was unbelievable in what he did, and the time that he found to do it, built his own greenhouse and would have seedlings there, and then he would plant them, and I've got more cards now that he's gone from people saying, oh, he gave me a sample of this and it's still growing in the yard. And he was able to grow them like there was no tomorrow.
Arnie says Bowen knew about the birds, their songs and habits. He knew about insects and animal life. He also knew about the night sky and the way of the sea. He was a certified master navigator and an instructor in the Power Squadron, where people go to learn boating. When he was on those boats, fishing or cruising, another name he took on was Captain. But he probably was best known as Doctor. He was Dr. Bowen, one of the original doctors at the new Falmouth Hospital in 1963, serving as the facility's first anesthesiologist.
Anytime that I meet someone who finds out, oh, Dr. Bowen was your father, oh, what a wonderful man. What a human being that had the people as his best interest. He would make sure that when he had patients at the hospital, he made rounds twice a day, whether that was on a day off or a day that he actually was there working.
Bowen's daughter Tracy, who lives in Gloucester, says that growing up, she always heard stories about her dad.
I know that it was really important to him to connect with the patients, and he would make a point of visiting everybody before surgery to sort of reassure, tell them what was going to happen and reassure them on the process. And growing up, I heard from people all the time about how great he was to have done that and how much it meant to them and how comforted it made them feel. I also heard from a lot of people who he delivered. You know, if the obstetrician couldn't get there in time, he actually delivered a lot of babies.
Bowen was born and raised in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He studied at Yale University, receiving a PhD in bacteriology. He worked for the Arnold Arboretum of Harvard before going to medical school at BU at age 40, where he trained as an anesthesiologist. While interning at a Rhode Island hospital, Bowen heard about the job at the new Falmouth Hospital, a place he chose to come because of its close proximity to the ocean. Years later, when he was retired and suffered from Alzheimer's disease, and the chart at the end of the bed was Dr. Bowen's, Arnie was leaving the hospital after a visit with his dad when he was stopped by a nurse at the front desk who wanted to talk about a simple yet memorable act of kindness.
She said, I just can't tell you how sad I am, because he actually operated on me, or he, you know, gave her anesthesia during one of her operations and said, that had to be 25 years ago. And I'm lying there, and I had a tremendous itch on my nose. And your father was standing right next to me, and I told him that my nose was just so itchy and I couldn't itch it. So he leaned forward and he scratched the tip of my nose. And she said, I never forgot it. Never.
As his time became short and his memory faded, Arnie and Andrea were his primary caregivers, along with visits from Bowen's daughters, Brooks and Tracy. For such a brilliant man, losing his past and his knowledge was frustrating, they say. But he understood what was happening. He told his family that he would know when his time here was done.
The garden turned out to be, through his life, very important. However, towards the end, when some of the other abilities waned on him, and he made the statement to Andrea and I, 90% of my living is taking care of your yard. The day that I can't do any more gardening, that day I don't want to be around. And he made that very clear.
Bowen was 90 years old when he died on February 14th. One friend said it was appropriate that Dr. Bowen died on Valentine's Day because it meant that God got one of the greatest angels he could ever receive on the day of love. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.